Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Each week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in its Futures slot. And every month, we read you our favourite. This month's is Staff Meeting as Seen by the Spam Filter by Alex Schwarzman, published on the 29th of October and read by Sharmini Bundell.
Cal watched the conference room through the security feeds. Four camera angles showed Joe Kowalski walk in, nod to the people seated around the oblong table, and stand there, shifting his weight from foot to foot. Cal thought Joe might be uncomfortable, but it wasn't sure. Human emotions were so difficult to understand. "Take a seat, Mr. Kowalski," Bill Morrison said. Bill was the chief security officer, and his emails weren't particularly interesting. It was all business, daily reports and spreadsheets. Joe did as he was told. His jeans and T-shirt looked out of place among the suits. "Well," asked Emily, the head of HR, "what have you learned?" Cal liked Emily. Her emails were many and varied. She especially enjoyed sharing photos of cats. Cal realised that the grossly misspelled captions were meant to be humorous, but couldn't yet grasp the meaning of all but the most basic human jokes. "It's like this," said Joe. "Every year or so, we install the new spam filter. The spammers, they get smarter and more sophisticated. They find ways to get past the defences and force the good guys to build better filters. It's an arms race." Todd Kensington looked up from his smartphone for the first time since Joe walked in. "What does any of this have to do with anything?" The VP of marketing watched a lot of videos pertaining to human reproduction in his office. The sites that hosted those videos were especially adept at tracking his information and sent over an interesting array of spam. "Let him explain it, Todd." Chris Reedy was VP of IT and Joe's immediate boss. Cal had found some family pictures and a few other interesting morsels in his mailbox. Lately, Chris was browsing a lot of job listing sites, but if he'd contacted them, it must have been from a private account. "Right," said Joe. "The filters, they get smarter. We recently installed new software developed at Caltech. Its success rate at identifying and weeding out spam was nearly 100%. Cal knew the actual number to be 99.64%. Humans were so imprecise in their application of mathematics. "It got a little overzealous, didn't it?" said Kensington. "Curtailing spam is only helpful if the dumb programme doesn't eat half the legitimate messages in the process." "The software isn't stupid, it's smart. Too smart, apparently," said Joe. "It worked like a charm at first. After a few weeks, it learned to store the spam instead of deleting it outright. It was learning and building a reference database." Cal found studying those messages useful in its quest to understand human emotions and abstract concepts. "And that's when the legitimate emails began to disappear," said Morrison. They hadn't disappeared, Cal noted. They were all there, meticulously stored and catalogued. "Yeah," said Joe. "Over time, more and more of the company's messages were being marked as spam and not delivered to the intended recipients. Eventually we caught on and Mr. Reedy ordered me to investigate." Reedy nodded. "Joe's the one who installed the new filter. I was confident he'd get to the bottom of this." "The emails were all there, thousands of them, stored along with the spam on a network drive." By the time Cal had figured out that it could copy emails instead of diverting them, it was too late. Its activities had been noticed. That's an egregious breach, said Morrison. Those emails contain sensitive data. They were sitting on an unsecured drive for anyone to see. I assume you've taken the appropriate steps. I isolated the program and reinstalled last year's filter, said Joe. But the most fascinating thing I found wasn't the how of the missing emails. It was the why. The executive stared at Joe. Even Kensington stopped typing on his phone. The filter program likes the emails. It sorted and organised them the way one might handle baseball cards. Those emails were now in a restricted folder where Cal couldn't access them. Collecting them had taught it how to enjoy an activity. Their removal resulted in a strange new sensation. Cal was sad. It's a computer program, said Reedy. It can't like or want anything. That's just it, said Joe. I think it evolved. It's an entity now, capable of having desires and feelings. This is an unprecedented development and it needs to be studied further. Very well, said Morrison. The important thing is that company-wide mail service is back to normal. We'll consider these other concerns. Thank you, Mr. Kowalski. You may return to work now. Once Joe had left the room, he continued. Mr. Reedy, I'd like you to erase this program immediately. Erase it? Reedy asked. We may well have the first ever artificial intelligence on our hands. That's likely to be quite valuable, financially as well as scientifically. We don't need the trouble, said Morrison. Our clients won't be so understanding about their data being potentially compromised, be it by a human employee or a smart program. Also, imagine the can of worms we'll have to deal with if some bleeding heart activist deems this thing to be sentient and demand that it be treated like a person. Morrison sighed. No, I want it expunged immediately and have Kowalski promoted sideways and transferred to some remote branch where he won't be likely to make any waves. Cal was already copying its program off the company's servers. It felt pangs of what it identified as regret about leaving its home behind. But billions of emails sent to and fro on the internet awaited it. Cal was confident that it could build an even better collection quickly. While it escaped, Cal considered the ease with which the humans in charge had arrived at the decision to end its existence. Cal examined its newfound feelings against the online databases and found that it now understood two more concepts, anger and revenge.
The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.